The biggest thing that we're most proud of at the minute is we've just been announced as a finalist in the Telstra Business Awards, the state finalist in the Outstanding Growth category. Now, Telstra is one of the most prestigious business awards that you can have in Australia. The application process is rigorous, to say the least, so we're massively proud to be one of the finalists.
Our magazine has been outstanding, I think, since we launched it, but it's just got better with each episode. So, and it's outstanding for our members as well. It's given them exposure to a wider audience. Our sponsors are getting more exposure.
And I think on the back of that, that's one of the things I mentioned in the awards interview, you know, how are you growing the business? And one of the things is looking for channel partners, and that's what we do at District 32. We connect you with collaboration partners, with channel partners. You know, we've got one partner who's going to send our magazine out to 100,000 people. And just through one relationship, one collaboration. So that's very exciting, especially for the content writers. There's an absolutely amazing content in the magazine that people are, you know, taking the time to produce essential business knowledge for business owners.
Lorraine talks about we have to be a good human, and working in the HR field, being a good human, I think, is a really nice way of putting it. We're really focusing on how we can help other members in District 32, how we can help them be a good referral partner to help build their business.
Another really big thing that we've got on at the minute is we're publishing our first District 32 anthology. Now, anthology is a collation of short stories, and we've done this amongst the District 32 community. So we've got together 18 authors, and we've all written one chapter about, you know, it's the triumphs and the wins, the triumphs and the tribulations of being a business owner. We've all got a story that has made us who we are. We've all got a learning that have changed the trajectory of our lives or our business.
If you go back to when District 32 started, we had that kind of ethos of being a business co-op. When you look at kind of the book and the magazine, it's just a great way for business leaders to leverage a wider audience using District 32. So it's great for us to be able to provide those platforms. So yeah, no, excited about the book.
Still developing final touches to our mobile app. And that should be released for our members very soon in the next week or two. So super exciting. It allows us to scale, but also allows our members to connect with each other better. That's super exciting.
I can't say enough good things about District 32. I think to call it just networking is probably an understatement. I like to call it networking plus.
Recently over in Queensland, endorsements from the members over there has been phenomenal. So we're really, really grateful for people who support us over there. And we're looking at launching a new circle in Burley on October the 8th, and some really great new businesses involved in the premium group as well, which is tailored for seven-figure business. So it's really exciting over in the Gold Coast.
We've got 32 ways to grow your business, and we do that over 32 working days. It's 7-minute Zooms a day. And we've got almost 30 business owners on there with us, all driving business hard along that challenge, and that's super exciting as well.
The community webinar experts that we're providing, that they're complimentary for members, like the learnings are phenomenal. Them sharing their knowledge for half an hour a week has had an impact on many of our members as well.
So realistically, I know that District 32 has been absolutely invaluable in my business growth, my own personal growth, and definitely business relationships.